A shortage of staff was given as one reason that officials for the Aventura Ipswich Nursing Home said they will close the 40-bed facility on May 31st. That would leave residents and their families to find new care options possibly 25 or more miles away. Employees would also face job uncertainty, and the Edmonds County community of 1,000 people about 27 miles west of Aberdeen would see a loss of economic activity. Local municipal leaders have called a public meeting for April 18th to discuss ways to keep the Ipswich home open. Staffing problems were also identified by the South Dakota Department of Health, which sent inspectors to the Aventura Nursing Home in April 2021. The state compiled a list of 13 code violations, four of which were listed as quality of life and care deficiencies. Officials with Legacy Healthcare, the Illinois company that operates Aventura Ipswich and 12 other nursing homes in South Dakota, did not return messages seeking comment, and the director of the nursing home told Newswatch he was unable to comment. The pending closure is an ominous sign for the state's nursing home industry, which is a critical component of the healthcare continuum in South Dakota and a basic necessity for many of the state's oldest and most vulnerable residents, says Mark Diak, director of the South Dakota Healthcare Association. Ultimately, if more funding is not provided for nursing homes and open nursing positions can't be filled, South Dakota residents who need long-term care may not be able to get it, Diak says. The South Dakota legislature allocated in the 2022 session about $30 million in one-time funding to temporarily boost the bottom lines of nursing homes. But Diak says that while the one-time funding bump will help stabilize nursing homes now, it doesn't provide the long-term funding fix that is needed for homes to remain viable, especially in rural areas. For South Dakota Newswatch, I'm Bart Van Cook.